today we're gonna spend some time just easily talk about this whole year we spent together in the countdown. It's inspiration. Not really. So, why don't we talk about our first impression on each other?
I want to go first.
Okay, go first.
When I first met Crystal, and he was like, he used a weird accent. Like, hello guys, this is Crystal. No, it's like, Crystal. And I was like, who the hell is he?
What the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
When I first so let's all talk about our first impression of Crystal.
Okay. I thought he's really serious guy.
Yeah.
And take things really seriously.
I remember I had an interview with him that day.
Yeah.
I thought he was just so a serious person.
And
I didn't find out.
Yeah, a nerd. A bookish boy.
He's so curious.
Yeah. At the interview, I remember very clearly that when Sherry, our broadcaster Sherry, was standing beside the table, and she didn't have a seat, and Krista was the only one who pulled the chair and offered it to Sherry.
Oh my god!
So
at that moment,
Sherry determined, I want this boy. Yeah, this boy is gonna enter the countdown.
He was a gentleman.
And what about you, Ricky? Your first impression on Krista?
Maybe I think he's an inspiring and passionate boy.
Wow.
Really?
Maybe just much more inspiring than me. Yeah. And when I first met him and he say his name out and I say, whoa.
Krista is sweating.
I'm trying to find a word to describe it. Maybe impressive.
Impressive.
Yes, impressive.
Yeah, we all agree that Christoph is an impressive boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
how about you?
No. I spent a lot of time with Christoph this year.
Yeah.
You know, we are in Shenzhen and
everywhere.
In the dance club.
Music hotel.
Group.
Yeah.
I can't even meet him 6 days a week.
6 days.
Yeah. And he's totally different from the first sight I saw him.
Yeah. And there's still no chemical between you.
No. I'm straight.
Okay. And what about your impression on Blaine, Krista? Thinking clearly, because you are gonna meet five more times this weekend.
Our first met was on the dinner.
We had a get together meal together.
First time I think he is very handsome.
Stop! Okay. We're gonna cut that. That's so gross.
It's very boring.
Boring?
And,
unlike you, you're interesting.
And uninspiring. gradually.
Gradually.
Gradually,
but he's into me now.
The more time I spend with him, the more he seems...
The more time I spent with him, the more he becoming crazy.
Crazy.
And he's...
Why you close your eyes?
Think about all the things I spent with him.
Are you gonna cry?
He's very gay.
I remember the night we spent together.
Okay.
We slept on the same bed.
We played very
dirty,
The time we spent is very
memorable.
And I'm so glad to meet this guy. Mm-hmm. And I will.
Hello.
Thank you.
Last our like friendship.
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever. Wow. Oh!
I thought
we're expecting a proposal or something.
Like,
yeah. This is very sincere.
We're gonna engage.
Okay. Just make sure just, you invite all of us.
Yeah. Like, buy
absolutely.
Us hundreds of dinners.
What? Dinner?
Yeah.
Oh.
And what about your first impression of Lei? See?
Oh my god. I don't remember. Sorry.
You don't remember?
No. He is a good dancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I remember when I was in the first ever member meeting, mm-hmm. we are kind of like have a music program and like everyone came to the meeting mm-hmm. like for a different program, those people mm-hmm. they came here and we sang songs. We sang like Faded. We sang mm-hmm. I Hate
yeah,
You, I Love
yeah,
You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Stronger. Eunice and Paris and Chris, they sang rap. And I remember that
yeah.
Ricky and yeah. he just like stayed the same for the whole semester. He's still the
look who's here.
Hello. I'm so hot.
Yeah, we know you're hot.
So hot.
Damn it.
And I think through this semester, uh-huh. everyone like changed a lot, but Ricky just stayed the same. Mm-hmm. He's still the little boy who can sing but, as long as he wants in any circumstance.
Yeah.
And
I'm a big boy now.
And encourage others to sing like our new member, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
And we all changed a lot. Like Chris, he became thinner and thinner.
Mm. Really?
Be honest.
Yeah.
And,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And
I decided to have a long hair and Paris cut her hair Haley has a band.
Okay.
And and we have
she said she doesn't remember this <sister. laughs>
He became handsome and cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Became? Mm-hmm. Like, became. What about before?
Before he is...
I was ugly.
He is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So gorgeous. So
before,
oh my God.
Before he was gorgeous and now he's just...
And I just found out he is such a good dancer uh-huh. at a DE. Uh-huh. And even though I didn't watch the program.
Blush.
It's amazing. Amazing guy.
Yeah.
Amazing guy.
Okay.
So, Eunice, what... so, what about you? First impression?
On blank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I thought like he is a totally gay.
No,
got it.
Okay.
Gotta be for B.
We can spare some time for you for a formal announcement that you are not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can take that time for you if you would like to.
Yeah, I'm totally straight.
Yeah. But first, I thought you were like, gay. and the kind of, you know, gay that you want, like, let us know, you know, just stay in the closet and that kind of thing. So, then I want to kill you right now. Stupid. Sorry. I'm a lady.
Yeah, lady.
Behave yourself. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
this help?
And I think he really cares about how he looks. So
how he looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
just that is the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pass it on, Ricky.
My opinion on Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a very, very good boy.
Yeah, good boy.
Okay, it's like a dog. Good boy.
What did you say? He's handsome and pronounce English well, and I. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe the feeling.
Wow.
So,
you lost your words.
Yeah, I lost my words.
Okay, and what about you, Cody? Your first impression of Blaine?
My first impression, maybe not very deep.
Just ignore this person,
I remember it's a Saturday, and Blaine stays there with him.
Your first impression on Blaine is that he's a boy sitting with Chris.
Yeah, very good.
Very
good.
Good.
Handsome.
Yes. No violence here, okay? No violence.
So hard.
Both handsome.
Both handsome, yeah. Okay.
That's all.
My first impression of Blaine was at the interview, and he was nothing like the boys majoring in broadcasting I have seen before. And he seemed kind of nervous, and the most importantly, he didn't shave his beard. So I was like, I thought the boys. Yeah.
Yes. Look at it. Yes.
I didn't have my beard at the interview.
Yeah, you got a little bit.
So, really?
Yeah, not so tidy and gorgeous like you are now. I thought you pretty boys just would like to just make up a little bit and go to the interview, but at that moment I thought you are the pure kind of boy. Like, yes, you turned hardworking at the work, at the assignments, but you turned a little bit unexpected for me. And
thank you, teacher.
On the whole, yeah. So he is generally a good boy, okay, Mom of Blaine, if you want to hear my opinion. On the whole, you're a very nice boy, and I enjoy the time we spent all together.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Our first impression, what about your first impression on Nancy? Not very deep.
No, he's a.
Yeah. Oh my god.
She.
Yeah.
He's my first partner. I have a deep impression. Comparatively.
Comparatively, yeah. deeper than the impression of Blaine.
Yeah.
More details.
Mm-hmm. She's very
wow.
Okay.
More details.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got your word.
Okay. That's all.
Responsible.
Yeah. Okay. And until Eunice.
You know, that didn't impress me much, but about, you know, our first perform, you know, first show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she's so cool and she sings so well.
Yeah, that special voice.
Yeah.
Impressed me at the first sight, like at the interview.
Yeah. Like someone like you by Adele.
I was so
nervous.
This song is just one of the most favorite songs of Prima at that time. But you gave me a totally different feeling, and I thought, yeah, that's so good.
Come
this
on, show us.
We have time. We have time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, Ricky?
I have to say that from the first 2 weeks, I can't distinguish Nancy with Paris.
Short hair.
Yeah, especially when
that is so Ricky.
Especially when both of them they put on a hat, put on a cap, and I just can't distinguish them.
Yeah, you can only see the cap.
Yeah, but now I can admit that they are totally different. Yeah.
And
Nancy, maybe when I first saw her, I think that she's totally an maybe
lesbian.
What
does that mean?
Maybe a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's cool and
So did they really distinguish you Nancy in Paris? Okay, go on.
Maybe both of them are cool girl. And they have appreciated music talent and
Okay.
I want to tell you something. Nancy, take up a deep position in my heart because I think.
Wow.
You what?
I thought you were mine. Unless I always can learn a lot from her drift. Mm-hmm. Like some great sentence.
Yeah.
And some new words.
you were here to learn English. Yeah.
And I think she is
dope.
I think Nancy is so, so dope.
Fucking okay, dope. Sorry.
What just?
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
And my impression?
Mm?
You were not at the dinner, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so honestly, I didn't have a strong impression of her, but the first time I heard
mm-hmm.
her sing,
wow.
It's like, wow, she's so talented.
Yeah,
she can sing so well.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very good singer.
And you know, we went to
the
New East.
Yeah,
we went there together, and I thought she was really responsible and friendly. Yeah.
What about your first impression on Eunice? Are you a little bit afraid of Eunice?
Yeah.
When I first met her, I think she's social. Yes.
Social. That is yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm taking drugs and I'm smoking. Who the hell are you, man? It's just like that.
Okay.
I'm a little bit afraid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. It's just a little bit of where you're not saying this kind of thing. Maybe Eunice sitting just right beside you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
it makes me feel so nervous.
Yeah, I thought you were so weird.
I thought you were so weird. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I will fight.
No.
Make a good match.
I will punch by her.
Okay. Nancy, your first impression of Eunice?
Okay. She
we met,
she loves Kanye West.
Yeah.
And she loves rap.
Yeah.
And we have some common
uh-huh.
and we talk about something a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see her, I feel like she's so sleepy.
Yeah.
It always gives me a kind of feeling like, oh my god,
I
want to sleep like that.
Because I go to a club a lot.
I found out a reason because one day when I was about to go to the library and I saw her on the street,
uh-huh.
he just came back from the club, I don't know, with her friends.
Yeah.
And I found out, oh my god, she actually went to those nightclub that I didn't get a chance to go there. So next time.
Yeah.
Next time just bring me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next time, there will be no next time.
No, you.
Okay. Hey, you are. What about you? Bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say something
be
nice.
Careful.
Well, the first sight I met her,
mm-hmm.
I still remember she was like, she didn't tie her hair up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she rapped
mm-hmm.
a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, she...
Yeah,
She's a really cool girl.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you know, she is the bartender at a little...
The bar.
Yeah, at a bar.
Yeah.
A bartender, okay. Mm-hmm. And Yeah, I think she's very friendly inside.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know, the time when I go to the bar and she was really nice to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you being honest or not? Because that's so honest. Kind.
You never met with some nice bartenders?
What?
So, before that, before you met...
No, she's the first bartender that I know.
No. Okay, yeah, great. And you...
I want to talk about it.
Yeah! Okay. You got it, boy!
First time I met her, mm-hmm. I think this girl got a... This girl got a good figure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's,
I agree.
Yeah, that's... The identical feeling that I had.
And the language of her drift is so natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like a native.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also remember, I like driving in the highway. Did it?
Yeah.
And we...
You what?
We talk a lot. Someday.
Like details.
When?
On like, WeChat, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And I think she's a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good friend.
To me.
Friend card. I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
And you?
Thank you. And you.
And you, Cody.
Cody? Say something.
I have two impressive points. Mm-hmm. One is that she is a little open.
Too open, right?
Too open. Social. The first is for her. Mm-hmm. She wear a little...
Skirt?
Belding.
Belding.
Wow.
Barely.
Oh my god, you are saying this.
How dare you?
Thanks to that, I'm sitting in between. What else? Who knows what's gonna happen to you? Okay, continue.
The point is, she's a little humorous because she's
humorous.
Her special laughter.
Oh shit! Oh my gosh!
From our last operation, I knew her. She is a very responsible girl for his job, her job.
Yeah.
She's so strict with the later production.
Yeah, that's everybody the attitude that everybody should have.
But she's.
Thank you, thank you.
Can't believe more.
Thank you.
Yeah. I believe Eunice is like a. She was in the same major in me, and she was talking so natively. And when I saw her at the interview, I know that she's gonna be my sweetie in Sikkim. And as days goes, I didn't feel that Eunice was like a social girl. I just thought he is just a sweetie, nice
girl that is
shouldering the liabilities that I didn't thought she would treat so sincerely, so nicely, and do her job so nicely. And something can't be expressed by words, but I know that Eunice is brought me a lot of gratitude, or moved me a lot in the whole process. Yeah.
Oh baby, I think I'm gonna marry you.
Okay.
So my first impression on Cody is his choir.
Quiet.
Yeah. And I'm a little, you know, angry because he didn't add my WeChat account when he first, you know, join our family yeah. and think that is
because he was not so old.
Yeah, but that's just you know the school like student union that thing we have this you have yeah. to add yeah, everyone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, he was afraid of you.
Okay. No,
you were so open.
he was nervously touching her side.
No worries. And I thought like he's cute, right?
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after I added him, uh-huh. like I saw his WeChat, you know, uh-huh. moments, and uh-huh. I thought that, wow, he takes a lot of selfies.
Selfie. But all our Secondary boy members like to take selfie.
Mm. No.
No.
Really? Look at my elbow.
Like those donkey ears. You got.
That's the only selfie I have.
I think Chris didn't take a lot of selfies. Mm. Maybe
selfies of his hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Cody stands very well. I'm shocked by his stance.
Dance, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe he's the newcomer in Sikandang. And hope you can integrate into this big family.
Uh-huh.
Big brother.
Yeah. Who's the big brother?
Yeah,
you're the big brother.
Big brother. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Christoph big brother.
Really?
He's protecting
me. Whoa, really?
What?
Blaine or mm-hmm. blind?
Blaine,
yeah.
Mm. Your turn?
Oh, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my first impression on him, I thought he was so quiet and a little bit shy because you know
you're not so familiar with us. Maybe we need to go out or something just to get you into us.
You know
the first time we had lunch together he was so quiet
he didn't say
a lot. Yeah, but you know, after that, I saw his
what?
Dance
uh-huh.
video
uh-huh.
at her at his moment, WeChat moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Moments.
Yeah, and wow, I thought I thought he was a really good dancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although we are not in the same club.
Although you're not in the same, you just approve of
his dancing. Yeah, but I saw the video. I was shocked.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't expect that, really. I thought Cody was a serious boy, nerdy, like...
Yeah, I didn't, know
that. Yeah, but actually he's not. Yeah. He's kind of rounded person.
I like to tell some jokes.
Yeah. So, we really need to go out and find more about you, yeah, Cody.
Yeah.
And your first impression?
I remember at the beginning of the semester, you have the first program with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, when you know that you are in the team with me, and you just text me like, just... Let me to tell you how to do those,
mm-hmm.
Do those procedures,
mm-hmm.
do those things. But it was really late at night, so I was just like, I'm so sleepy. I want to go to sleep.
How late?
And it's about like 11.
Wow!
No, Are you kidding me?
I was really tired, and but I get up late, but I get up early,
mm-hmm.
and so I told him to ask me like tomorrow,
uh-huh.
and he really did that,
mm-hmm.
and he gave me kind of feeling like he's responsible,
mm-hmm.
and he's a good listener,
mm-hmm.
and he know how to do things well,
mm-hmm.
and also we both studied applied science,
uh-huh.
and although I didn't meet you a lot in the class or something,
mm-hmm.
but I I watch your moments on the WeChat, and I think
everybody know Cody from his moments.
I think we have some common friends, uh-huh. and they also have a good impression on you. Uh-huh. And I also know that you are a host.
A host.
Host
of what?
And you have a lot of talents, like you can dance. And even though I didn't watch it, but I know you're
amazing. You're
I'm so honest.
Thank.
I watch it on the WeChat.
Yeah.
And he also changed her hairstyle. Mm-hmm. Right?
Her,
it's
really?
Her.
A long time ago.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Like, so, Ricky sounds like SpongeBob.
So it's my time? Cody.
Yeah, make sure you pronounce
maybe
it right.
We have met before. Mm-hmm. Maybe when the interview of the. At the interview of the
you met before
when he, we met before, but we are not talk, we just met each other. And I think, well, this maybe a quiet boy, maybe shy, but he has talent in his heart and he has passion to do things right. And when we met on the road and we met on some occasion, we all greet each other, and I think maybe he's just a
big step of your relationship.
He's just lack of communication with us, and maybe
like communication. I felt like you were referring to my major. Actually, not.
I think he's like me. You know, just like no,
not that.
It's just no.
When
I first have the dinner with all of you, and I feel nervous, and I feel the Eunice is social, and I'm not there to say the things that were open or something. I just maybe I just want to keep silence and hear what others think and what they are talking about. And maybe I think from this point. We are something similar with us, with each other.
But I don't sing so well as you.
No, but you dance well. I saw it.
And you two can make a groove.
I saw it on his moment. That's great.
I saw it too.
That's great. Yeah.
Another person focused on Cody's moments.
Just a moment.
Whoa. Magic. Danced so well.
Like, when I first met Ricky, I was not feeling so well because at the interview, former Second Down members were there to see you guys, and there was a boy, former Second Down member, brother to you. He was a fan of Sum 41. And
Sum 41.
So he was excited to hear that you liked it too.
Yeah.
But when you entered, like, he was gone. He was not here anymore.
Oh.
I remember clearly that at the table we were having dinner, and Ricky was so excited that, like, I like rock, I like
yeah, you're the cancel forever.
Walking
up forever,
I don't like it. At this time, like,
awkward.
Ricky always performed like Ricky, yeah. He was a very distinguished boy.
Distinguished?
Yeah. And we all feel this kind of delightment when he's here, because he's so open.
I'm not open. Eunice is open.
You are the
Eunice is blossom.
Oh my god, Blossom. Yes, when he sings that we all get the kind of excitement that he has, we can feel his emotions. Like, so I think we're happy when he's here. Introduce yourself first.
Okay, I'm Sherry.
Yes,
who is the oldest one in this room, maybe. Okay, so after a year's experience in CCD, I have met a lot of new blood. And first, maybe I would like to talk about Eunice. actually, her first impression in my heart is quite hot.
Hot.
Yes.
You, and, really?
And she can raise me up by her passion. Right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, and I think Paris and another beautiful girl is also a very cool guy. And I think she can tell me something in his cool mind. And
Thank you.
Yes, and actually I think maybe she sometimes will not say a lot of things, but she will always, how to say that? She'll always give me some impression about, how to say, gentle.
Gentle?
Really?
What does it mean?
It's my honor.
Really?
Actually, yes. Is it okay?
Yeah. Is that what you meant to say?
Yes.
Gentle, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I would like to say. Yeah. And I think Ricky is the one that, actually, I was quite feel a little bit weird when I first met
him.
Because he was so straight, and he just simply talk about anything that maybe something that I almost don't want to hurt.
Okay.
But after our, I think after 1 year, I think I can get along well with him, and he's also a very cute boy.
Yeah.
And I will miss you so much if I depart from this organization, okay? And I think Rebecca is the new blood this term. Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't have a lot of time to stay with you, but I would like to say when I first met you, I think you are very quiet, but I think you still have some of your own ideas and will burst in our in our society.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, and I would like to talk about maybe I think he's a passionate boy who can sing well.
Yeah, dance well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like art boy.
Yes, and I think sometimes he's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's Christoph speaking.
Yes, and then Blaine, I think he's a dance lover and always, I think he devotes all himself to dancing.
But he recently just
quit it?
He seldom went to the
Really?
Rehearsal.
Oh my god. Maybe he's just tired.
Yeah.
He's tired now.
Yeah.
Yes, and then Veronica, she's beautiful when I first met her, and she sang a song I still can remember in the hotel next to our dormitory.
Hotel. Just to be clear, the hall of the hotel.
Yes, the hall of the hotel. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Room.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, and Nancy. Okay, sorry. I think Nancy, when I first met her, I can't believe that she is a person from who is studying maths. And
math.
Actually, I think she's quite talkative.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would like to talk about Hayley. It has been a long time, I think.
Long time.
Yeah, I can still remember we stayed together with Grimes, Michael, Kern, and actually, when I first met Prima, I can feel her passion.
Yeah,
and I can know she is a talkative girl, and actually she is. And when I met Hayley, actually in the first time we met, we are not stay together for a long time.
Yeah, but I was the girl studying math at that time, really.
Yes, and I think in the second year we stayed together and we spent much time playing together and talking together.
Yeah.
So
running together.
Okay.
Maybe not much time.
Yes, but I
got my swimsuit.
Wow.
So. I got it too. But and I think she's
whenever you have like time.
I think she's a sweet and warm girl. I can still remember that when she came back from Australia, New Zealand? Australia. Australia. Okay, that's right. Australia. And she brought me some little gifts and wow. I was moved and I think she's very warm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
First I'm gonna say from Ricky. just Ricky. Like everybody else, when I first met him I thought he was a little weird, but
why are so mean to him?
but I knew at the first time he has something different maybe from the other people. Maybe he's not very good at socializing, but maybe his boy is just very unique. I thought
Ricky thinks he is a social boy. And well, he doesn't
really
fair. And then just that.
No, I'm not a social boy.
Okay, yeah.
Continue. Can move on. And as time flies, I think he's just the way I thought at the first time.
Weird.
And then not that unique, weird,
yeah,
but just really unique and
bold and unique characteristic.
Yeah,
in him, yeah.
And Rebecca, and first time I saw her, I thought she's a girl very quiet and elegant, and maybe she's not very outgoing, but later I found her does have something she really loves and can be very passionate sometimes. And for Sherry, when I first met her, I thought she's easygoing.
Yeah.
And
别说话了。
And I think she's really an easygoing person.
Yeah, really.
And well, she's beautiful, and she's really kind. And when I had some questions, she's always willing to help me to solve them.
Yeah.
Well, the first time when I interviewed the first time for CCD, that was Prima and Haley interviewed me, and
you still remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remembered it very clearly.
Me too. Yeah. It's a very impressive interview.
Why?
Because three beautiful senior senior sisters, they sit in front of you, and when you get into the room and to find where is the CCD countdown. And then they tell you, "Hey, boy, come on, sit here." And you come to
sit. That's not the interview. That was the get together meal we had, right?
No, the interview.
The interview.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess he was.
I will talk about it later.
Okay.
Now it's Paris' turn.
Okay. And I remember the first time. I went to the interview, and Haley, I thought both of Haley and Prima was so beautiful, and made me feel like to join you, and every time Haley gave us the mission.
Okay. We can talk about this part.
I think Haley is really do everything with her heart.
Thank you.
And I also remembered I went to watch the movie Coco with Haley.
Yeah, I still remember.
Did she cry?
Yeah, she cried.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Really? I cried my eyes out. Yeah.
Mama Coco. Yeah. Yeah, I still remember that day we were riding bicycles in the cold wind.
Yeah, and but and after wind, the ride, yeah. we almost sweaty.
Yeah, and that's very unique experience. I gotta remember it all my life.
And so maybe the next one is Eunice. Mm-hmm. And when I first met you, I thought you are a girl who's very international.
Wow, thank
international.
You.
International.
And I thought you are very open-minded, mm-hmm. and very caring for everyone around you.
Thank you.
And as time goes on, mm-hmm. I think you are always the cool girl.
Wow.
I met it the
Thank
first time.
You. Thank you. That's so nice.
The social girl.
and maybe next I will talk about Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy is from the
same.
Oh yeah, same. She's from the science. 学部怎么说?
40.
She's from the science 40, just like me, and I think she's
she's a hacker.
That is stereotype.
I think she's
from her moments. I can see that she can fix computers so well.
and always fix
computers for teacher. Maybe when the teacher is taking classes and their computer broke up, and
yeah.
Nancy just
so cool.
She's really good at her
major.
Her major.
Uh-huh.
She's much better than me. And every time I met her, she's going to finish her
homework.
C language homework. Oh, okay. Every time. She's really hardworking.
Yeah.
And I think she's unique.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
I think she gets an independent mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She knows her direction and always
a clear aim.
Yeah.
And she always strives for it.
And maybe I will talk about Blaine and Chris.
Yeah.
Good boy.
We are in a DE club, dancing club.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are good at dancing. And
the last week the Blaine said mm-hmm. that he met Chris maybe 6 times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 or 6 times a week.
Yeah. Maybe it's because he's tired of Chris, then he quit the rehearsal. Yeah.
They always
I thought that's why you bring them up together.
Yeah.
They always tease each other.
Yeah.
Both online and offline.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. I gotta stop my imagination.
And I think both of them are interesting people.
Interesting people.
And Graham says, maybe I think he's the one who's really dependable, and he gets thinner.
Recently,
that's
incredible.
That's very cool of him.
Yeah.
And when I strive for changing my major, and he did gave me a lot of useful suggestions. Although that I didn't succeed, but I'm still very grateful for him.
Yeah. That's a really nice.
Yeah.
Who will be the next one?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Say something good about Ricky.
This one is the only one who never attend the first dinner.
I know the story. Nancy told me.
Really?
What about the story?
It was school.
The first time you ate together and he sang a song.
Chris sang the song. I did not sing the song.
You played the song.
Yeah.
So this one makes you the weird one.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit
afraid of the social girls.
I just play
some song and to comfort me.
And I called their
I said that, hey, what the hell, this man.
He's playing a song. Oh my god.
Not really. I don't feel like that was just like you blown that scene. I felt this very natural. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even now, I think about that day, I wouldn't think of something weird or strange or something. I don't remember the playing song stuff.
I remember, but it's...
because Eunice is just right next to me.
Yeah, but it's the first time we met, so if there's something that goes a little wrong, it is okay. I mean, maybe we're not acting real, but...
Everybody's nervous. I was so nervous. I was like,
Come on, sit down.
I was nervous too.
Nervous?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
But I think that Miss Prima is she's.
Yeah, she's natural.
Yeah, she's natural and talkative.
Okay, so I'm the new blood here, and maybe I met you guys just for about 2 months. So I'm not really familiar with someone here.
Yeah.
Maybe I can just talk about someone.
You are familiar.
Maybe Ricky first. Mm-hmm. I can remember that the first day I met him, I thought that this must be a guy who is really good at sports. He's really tall, and I think maybe really good at basketball. And
you know, you are the first member in the CCD that said my first impression is tall but not weird.
That's sweet.
It must be tall. Why is weird, man?
And the first time we record together, and he wrote the script, and he suggested that we can sing a song together.
Yeah.
And I thought this must be a boy who is really loved singing a song.
Yeah.
And just a holiday in May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We met in Shanghai.
Magically.
Yeah.
Magical. Yeah, that's magic.
That I was really excited at the time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I said, whoa.
This is in Shanghai. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's
right?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was buying a ticket for subway and I met him. We are in the same line.
Wow.
Yeah. Really amazing. Okay. Wow. The next one maybe Nancy.
Uh-huh.
And the first day I came here, I actually am a little bit nervous and I think she is a girl who is really kind, and I can be a friend of her first, and I talked to her, and we had a really, really great talk. So the first impression from her to me is really good, and I can say that every time after recording, she went to the library.
Yes.
She is really a hardworking girl.
Yeah, that made me feel ashamed.
Yeah, like, I remember last term, I went to library just to play my phone.
Play your phone?
Yeah, like, I don't know, I'm just, okay, so now I'm gonna play a music, play a song, and then, you know, and then start to, like, write something or something. Then just play.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
But she moves like a magnet.
Yes.
Yeah, and this term, I get no time to go to
the library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
We all should learn from Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nancy is so hardworking.
Next one, maybe Paris. And I'll just say that. Maybe the first day I met her, that was not a really warm, no. I can't remember.
It was clearly cold.
Yeah, that was cold. Maybe,
cold-blooded.
The really deep impression from her is the choker she wears. I love that as the first day I met her. Yeah, I think this must be a girl who is really unique.
Yeah.
You have a cool heart, but didn't represent it to us. Okay, maybe next one is Eunice.
Wow.
I really admire your body.
Wow, yeah. Really? Thank you.
I just want to be as thin as you.
I'm still losing weight. I really want to.
We can stop here. I remember I went to check out Eunice's Instagram account, and I saw her selfies of her waist, and waist. Yeah, she her body shape was so nice, and that curves, and she still says
needs to work out.
Yeah, she needs to work out. That with that abdomen, you still need to work out. I feel like I just close it.
Yeah.
And she is really serious at everything she do. And that time we record together, we are in the same group, and she is really strict to everything. And she's really responsible, I think.
Thank you.
And we can depend on her in some way. Okay. And maybe next one, Haley.
Okay.
Warm and kind sister. I didn't have the interview. Just sent
We're like some net pals just running into the real life.
Yes. And we taxied to each other on the net before I came to CCD. And at that time I think this is must be a warm-hearted, warm-hearted sister. Mm-hmm. And I love CCD in, I can say that some, in some way, I love this sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was, that's my reason to you. Oh my God.
Just not like the, some other, sisters, you know.
Like, you met with a lot of just cold, irresponsible sisters?
Someone, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe next one.
Blaine
and Chris. Just cool boys.
Yeah, okay.
That's the impression.
Yeah. They're not cool. They're funny.
Yeah, they're really funny. And in the moments we chat, I can see their comments to each other. That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe next one, Yulia. Yeah. Mm. We know each other before we came to CCD. And maybe she's... I'm not really familiar with her, actually. Mm-hmm. We just know...
You're not in the same major.
In the same school.
Yeah.
We are both in the School of International Studies. We just know each other's name before, but after coming to the CCD, we know each other better. Mm-hmm. And she is her character
I feel kinda, like she's a sporty girl or
maybe. Yeah. I think she's kind of like me. Her characterizes.
We
are the first impression to others. We are both maybe quiet, but actually we have something. Want to represent to others. Mm-hmm. And
she last time we came here to record our CCD. She was going to play basketball.
Wow.
And and I just went with her and we played basketball for half an hour.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, really.
She's in the basketball team.
Yeah. Wow. She's good at
it. Our school or your faculty.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that's a good time I spent with her. Mm-hmm. And also I had the impression that her first record here was with me.
Oh.
And that time she was going to recommend a song in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And she taught me how to read that song name. Okay. And that's very kind of her.
So I haven't had a chance to like to record with Yulia, but I met her like in another activity, like I think maybe last month, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think she's really like caring and is, you know, tender, you know. And she's I think maybe there's more things to say about her, but I didn't have the chance to, like, I mean, right now, I didn't have the chance, but maybe...
You always have chances.
So, I want to talk about my sweetheart.
You're my sweetheart.
You have already talked about her last week.
Really?
I don't
remember.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's different, you know, because, you know, I think I love Sit Calm Down, but not because, you know, the whole recording thing and, you know, the AU things. I hate that, but I love everyone in this and especially Haley.
Yeah, we also do.
Oh my god.
We also do.
So I remember last night I was thinking that, wow, I don't want this time to be the last time. I want everyone get together, like, just like, same, you know.
Yeah, how can we live without
him? Yeah.
Oh my God, Ricky, you're pushing too much.
He is so important. Yeah. She's a spirit in Seekanda.
Yeah. Like, she brings everyone together. Yeah. I mean,
when she's here, maybe I can feel this is a group.
I mean,
my tears almost.
Yeah, I think no one.
Not yet. We're gonna have another chance to get together.
Yeah, we still have a lot of dinners to.
We haven't got that KTV chance for Ricky to sing out loud.
Yeah.
The last time we take the dinner is that embarrassed one.
There was a lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, lunch. There was a lunch. Yeah. But there is
the Peking duck.
Yeah, the Peking duck. Yeah.
So my
that
point.
Was kind of awkward because Rebecca and UVA and Kelly wasn't familiar to us in
The dish is come on.
Yeah. No. Like, Blame is copying my loving, you know. Back to the point. I think no one can do this better than you, Haley.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I just hate like just thinking about how this is gonna end. I hate that. I mean, I still thought we have plenty of time, you know.
Mm.
You know, I still come here every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I first, you know, went to the audition.
Mm-hmm.
It's an audition. The audition because I want to, like, to be on air, like, to speak English because I like it and I like music.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that there wasn't like anyone listening except us. But I'm just so grateful that I met you guys, you know. Just
calm down. Calm down, yes.
Yeah. I just love you guys.
Love you too.
And you are my pleasure, you know. My pleasure. Yeah.
Okay, now it's my turn and the microphone is just right in front of Ricky. And what? Oh, yeah, it's right in front of the Ricky. And maybe who will be the first, I think.
Veronica.
Veronica? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Veronica is a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
When I first met her, I... Oh, Veronica is a beautiful girl, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first met her at the dinner, at the dinner table, I think that... she's maybe this
social.
No, she's not social as you.
Really?
You are the most social person when I first met. Yeah. I think this girl was social. Yeah. She's too social. Yeah. And Veronica and I record the program several times with her. Every time we cooperate well and we record well, and maybe sometime I have something to do and someone record for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I can still say that Veronica is a very good girl and she can she has her direction and she wanted and she want to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's very firm.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also from Shenzhen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She came from the same place for me. Yeah, Nancy is cool. Yeah, Nancy is so cool. And when I first met her, and I have a stereotype that every girl who has short hair is cool, and the reality is that so do you, Paris.
Yeah, thank you.
Both of you are cool, and I and then Nancy is we record I record almost with everyone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nancy is also great.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy and I, after I see her moments, I find she's she's so good at coding, mm-hmm. and she's a hacker, and she can easily break up the system of our school.
Yeah.
And maybe she knew everything about it. And when I asked her, how can you learn that? She said, when you want to protect the network or protect the system, you will know how to invade it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so great, and she's yeah. hardworking,
yeah.
and also she can spare her time to do some music she loves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, she's always
she kept the balance.
She, really she kept well. The balance so well, and maybe sometimes I can't keep that balance well. And there is a comment from the Miss Haley that yeah. when I was in trouble, and maybe there is A B C D E F G for me
yeah.
going to do. For me going to
FG.
Do. No, second down maybe is a A or B.
Wow.
Well, it's not about ranking, it's just categorize.
Uh-huh.
And A, B, C, D, E, F, G for me to do. And the Haley said, if it was me, I will go to do the most important things.
Uh-huh.
But if it is Ricky, she'll go back home and go to sleep. And ignore all the stuff. Yeah. She knows so well about me. I was that person. Yeah. And I feel ashamed of that. Yeah. And I will change it.
That's okay.
Yeah. I will do them all the next time. Yeah. Then not the next time, from now on. Yeah. From now on, I will do all of them and take
yeah.
my responsibility.
Yeah.
Then
Prima, Sherry.
Prima and Sherry. And I must talk about the first time they have an interview on me. And when I in that
classroom?
Yeah, in a classroom, yeah.
Yeah, there was no one standing in line.
Yeah.
Right.
No one standing in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I found it's maybe in the journalism,
mm-hmm.
maybe in the it's about Weekly Focus or
uh-huh.
yeah, or the Banana Hot Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And my classmate, they want to join that kind of program. Maybe the one who joined the Banana Hot Talk, maybe they want to talk dirty and talk about something hot, and maybe about join the Weekly Focus. They want to practice the English, and they can do well, and they can do better in the later days in their major. And but I love music, so I come to Sikanda. And when I first get in the room, there were three senior sisters. They sit in front of you, and they are beautiful. I admit
yeah.
that. And when I got in,
there should be a brother. Or something.
No brother at all. And I get in, and they say, "Oh, you're from Sikanda, man. Come on, sit here." And I just go and sit here, and maybe I think that Haley is in the middle, and Prima is in the right, and
yeah.
Sherry is in the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask me a few questions, and they say, "Can you sing well? Can you sing?"
Mm-hmm.
I say, "Yeah, I can sing. I sing very well. Yeah, I'm so proud of myself."
Yeah.
I think, yeah, this
so
man.
Ricky.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, and this boy is, yeah, this boy is a cute boy. So come for next interview and. And I come for the next interview. And
mm-hmm.
I think, and I heard that day, Eunice asked me a lot. They command us to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Eunice asked me a very difficult question. and I can't answer it, and I'm very nervous. And I'm like, "Oh, it's done, it's all done." Bad girl, she asked me why she's so mean to me. but I got into the sit down, and we had a dinner. We had a unforgettable dinner.
Yeah.
And everyone who attended this dinner or heard about this dinner. When they first talk about me, they just say, oh, Ricky, so weird the first time. And yeah, I admit that at that night, I lose all the ability to socialize and to talk, and I just think that, oh, I was so alone in this city. I will find my way. I will listen to the music and dive and immerse into it. And so I play a song. And Eunice said, hey.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Ricky, that's implied. Close your phone off. Talk to us. And I just, yeah.
You remember that so clearly.
And I just obey her command. I just close my phone and take a look at all the people. And they're also looking at me, and they say, well, how can we let this guy get here? How can he pass our interview, man? And
I don't really thought you would make me think that way, because I really didn't remember that clearly.
Yeah, I remember that clearly, because they always...
We love you, Ricky.
Yeah, we love you.
Because they always laugh at me about this. Yeah. So who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
About Sherry and Prima.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Sherry is a sweet girl,
mm-hmm.
and she talks sweet, she acts sweet, mm-hmm. and she performs sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And Prima is a talkative girl,
mm-hmm.
She's beautiful, and always she walk her own way. I can feel about that very, very clearly.
Yeah.
She has her own way to go, and yeah. when everyone in my moments are talking about maybe study, maybe school life, maybe everything, but Prima's moment is just about maybe about play, maybe about actors she admire, and maybe about some opinion,
mm-hmm.
and then that's her. And I think that she has her thought, she has her own thinking,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's very
precious.
And
Grimes is a
cool brother.
How many times have you met with Grimes?
Grimes?
Like,
maybe not so much.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
yeah.
not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But Grimes is a kind boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about things related to his interest,
mm-hmm.
and he will be so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
he'll be so excited.
Yeah,
oh, I like it. I also like it. Yeah. I also like it. Yeah. I love it so much, man. I love it so much. Yeah.
That is not Grimes. That is Ricky.
And I think that's a unique thing about
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next about maybe Rebecca. Yeah, the magical encounter in Shanghai. Yeah, I was also excited, but I was a little bit shocked because I never think about this will happen. So I just not act so excited at that time, because I was, oh my god, this is Rebecca in Shanghai. Yeah.
Like you're holding it back. Yeah.
Yeah. And Rebecca, she sings very well.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen. I listen to the some studio. I listen to her sing, and I think yeah, she sings so well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as a person studied the music, studied how to sing for almost 10 years. It's hard to find a girl who can sing so so you sing so well, and you must become you should be proud and confident about it. Yeah, and Rebecca is great. Yeah, she's great.
Thank you.
So who's the next one? Eunice. Have I ever talked about you?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, Eunice is, I talk about her a lot.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, though every time when I talk about her, I mention the word social.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's actually not that social. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in her, maybe I can feel that in her life, there is a part that is not that social, but just a cute and ordinary girl. Yeah, maybe just like maybe just like now we sit together and we have a program, we record the studio, mm-hmm. and maybe that's the time that she has her peace. Maybe I can feel that. And Eunice is a good girl, responsible, always responsible,
teacher.
You are the teacher for me. You are the teacher for me. She always asks me to, hey Ricky, Don't be that lazy. Hey Ricky, come on. Hey Ricky, get to the 502 in 2 minutes. Yeah, she's always like that, and I can feel she's always just
517. That's rehearsal room of our singing as well.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. After the chorus practice. Yeah. This is 517. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just as Rebecca said, Eunice is strict with everything. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that kind of strict. It's she really put herself in it, mm-hmm. devote herself in it.
Thank you.
And so, who's the next one? Paris. Yeah. When the first time I record, it's with Paris. Mm-hmm. I can remember. Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, mom. Yeah.
You just said something about her.
Huh?
You didn't?
No. Okay. It's about Nancy.
Okay.
Coding Nancy. Hacker Nancy. And Paris, yeah. The first time is we record the Mom. Mm-hmm. And who write the script? So we
that's not that
yes.
Maybe you.
Yeah, maybe me. And I write a script of oh. When I recall Mom, I can just remember there is a time I write a script about the Indian music.
And I didn't come to record.
Yeah. So I asked Haley and Eunice to record that for me. And then yeah, and when I listen to the audio and cut the audio, I can feel the desperation.
Yeah,
I hear that the Haley, they say Johnny nothing. What's that? And Paris, yeah, I think we record a lot, maybe, mm-hmm. and we always do a very good job, and mm-hmm. Paris is cool, and she can write words, mm-hmm. and sing rap,
and
sing everything besides rap, and she also sings well.
Yeah.
And I can remember that there is a time that we will return home, and she asked to stay here and record her own song.
Yeah.
I think that's an act of that. I can feel that she loves music.
Cool.
Yeah, she loves music. Yeah. So do we. She loves music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Paris? Maybe. Yeah, also a cool girl. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
And who's the next one?
So let's talk about Veronica, right?
Okay. Veronica.
You know, I don't know if you guys know that her friends call her like Rihanna, you know.
Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna in CUC, you
why?
Know.
It's why?
Because Rihanna in CUC.
Maybe because, you know, she likes Rihanna and the way that she dressed and her makeup was more like more like, you know, Rihanna, like that style, and I really like her. And the first time I met her is like, you know, in the hall of the hotel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I thought she is, you know, like definitely a girl that is, have a lot of things to do with her social life, like a lot of boyfriends, but it turns out, like, she's a good girl. Like, Yeah.
And the songs she listened to is pure.
Yeah.
Pure.
Yeah. Yeah. And she.
It's not that hot. Yeah, it's not that kind of hot.
She loves Lana Del Rey, and I love Lana Del Rey too.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like her. And I thought we I really like her. It's okay.
Okay.
And I really like her. And Rebecca. What was
Rebecca?
Rebecca. I mean, I think I went too hard on her because, you know, the last time and she cut the recording things. But it's like her first time, so I maybe play it too hard. I'm sorry.
No,
and my impression on her is like really tender, you know, like sweet girl, and we didn't have a chance to record together, right? Last time you didn't, So, I really want us to, you know,
we're gonna have another week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, mentioned about Rebecca, and we almost attend every same.
I don't know how to say it.
直接这么说,
public class.
Yeah, public class, maybe.
你把那句话重新说可以吗?
Mentioned about Rebecca, and we almost attend every public
class. Wow, this.
Yeah,
this is cool. Yeah.
Monday night and Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Though we are.
Yeah.
We all.
Always
we
have
all,
this.
Yeah, we always skip classes. Especially on Wednesday night.
Yeah, me too.
Because the
I just
teacher
came a third time.
Maybe
the teacher was so nice.
The teacher was so nice. Yeah. His classes is so good. Although I just came maybe about half, but I can feel that he teaches something useful his movies those great movies.
And he got humor.
And his humor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so ashamed of myself.
So
you talk about Veronica.
Veronica, just like you said, when I first met her, I thought she was a social girl and who fits in every party.
Yeah.
But later I found her elegant girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not that social.
Yeah.
She's maybe a little bit quiet.
Yeah. I think the same way. Yeah.
So I think she. I didn't have had so much time to record with her.
Because I always gather the boys and girls.
Girls may not. She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You talk about something. About
and Prima, and they're good, like good sisters. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind and really, really like the girls that this so like everyone wants to hang out with. I really think they're tender, you know, like gentle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of characteristic I don't have. So
you have that
really
tender. Yeah, you're really tender.
And
very sweet.
Thank you. I love you. and Prima, because you know I record with her more time. Prima is, you know, she's really outgoing in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, she can fit in everywhere. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And
Grimes.
And Grimes, you know. Grimes, he's really cute. And we are all surprised that he'll loses a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And it's really impressive. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, every time he has something to say about, you know, his thing, like Lady Gaga or something. That's the moment I feel he's alive, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We didn't have much time together, but I think he's really cute. And I remember the first time, you know, I sang Kenny's Red.
Yeah.
I asked him if I did it well, like, he said, yeah, you did so cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, you know, this is so touching, and mm-hmm. and I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
The first approval.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time, I'll talk about him.
Okay.
I don't talk about you. Yeah. Okay. I place you in the last place.
Okay.
Yeah, So I want to talk about Miss Haley. Yeah. And I have to say that maybe there's sometimes they ask me to write the script and to cut the audio. Mm-hmm. And I was so busy and I was so tired and and sometimes I think that maybe I don't want to do that kind of all of thing. I just want to sleep. and for this, we communicate a lot, and I just can feel that she's love towards CCD.
Yeah.
And later and later and later and later, I find my love towards the CCD too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said that Haley impressed me a lot. And and the first time I think she's serious about everything, and she's serious about members in Second Down.
Mm-hmm.
But later I find that this kind of series is about she want to do the program well.
Yeah.
She want everyone to take part into it and act as a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we all get together and this is what she wants most.
Mm-hmm.
And there is also a time that I don't want to stay because I don't want to write a script every time. Every time I write a script, and I ask her, I want to quit. But later she makes me feel that this is my family and I can get out of here. Because I love all the people here, and maybe it's not about whether you write a script or cut the audio or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about the kind of friendship. And I make apologize to Mr. Haley here because I think that she always devotes herself into the Second Down, and I show my great respect to her. Haley is sweet as Sherry and Prima.
Mm-hmm.
They are always sweet.
Mm-hmm.
and they are good to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They provide a lot of assistance and help to us.
Yeah.
And maybe the first time I get into this school and I can't be familiar with everything, and they guide us and make us find
like there's a home for
maybe set home in a 517.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the final meaning.
Yeah.
I came to the Second Down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with practice English.
Yeah.
We can practice English everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because
when we first record this, maybe it's about English and maybe it's about classmates, mm-hmm. all attend the CCT or all attend the first time we came is about my classmates all come to the radio station, mm-hmm. but now the motion, the motivation mm-hmm. For me to keep on is the people here.
Yeah,
I love all of them, mm-hmm. and they're good people. And maybe we are not just record and we just go back to each other home, mm-hmm. and but maybe we united. And we do so well in this term.
So it's getting really hot here, and I'm going to just speed up mm-hmm. and say something. My first impression of Paris. Yeah, the first time I met Paris, I thought he was just like a punk girl, like who would rock, who would just, with that cool face and sing the hot song like that. But then I feel like all my imagination goes wrong. He's not a rock star, but mm-hmm. a rapper, mm-hmm. which is really cool too. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I can clearly remember the time we used to go to see movies together.
Yeah,
and that I had a lot of fun mm-hmm. riding bicycles with you. And about Veronica, mm-hmm. unlike you guys, when I first met Veronica, I didn't feel like she's social or sophisticated. Uh-huh. No, uh-huh. I felt like she was not like a girl majoring in broadcasting because mm-hmm. I didn't see that the over pride in her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 She was like, I thought he was from the
School of International Studies.
Yeah. Yeah. Like with the same faculty with Rebecca or mm-hmm. something. And but then I find she really has the characteristic of the broadcasting mm-hmm. faculty because she's really pretty.
Yeah.
And always with that delicate eye makeup.
Yeah. Wow,
I really like that.
Yeah.
And the reason I determined my mind to mm-hmm. let her in C Countdown, mm-hmm. it was like she sang a song, Young and Beautiful, of Lana Del Rey, mm-hmm. and that song was the motivation of my study when I was in senior three.
Wow.
That I was writing the math papers and listen to the song, and
you
I
must feel... hate that song.
No, just because of that song, yeah, I can continue to write the math papers.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was really touching. Mm-hmm. And about Rebecca, we were like net pals at the beginning, but we end up meeting up right here in C-Countdown. Mm-hmm. I thought you were a sweet girl. I was like thinking you were a little bit like Sherry, because your voice mm-hmm. is so sweet.
Wow.
You got that little tune in your voice. But then I found out, my imagination went wrong again. You were just like, you also have a cool heart, cool soul. Aww. Like you made me like you fancy the electronic music and mm-hmm. you can jump and dance to the music festival, which is so glamorous when I see you and your likings show in the moments or something. I feel like, wow, this girl, yeah, it's just cool. And about Yuvia, I didn't mm-hmm. talk about her. Mm-hmm. the first impression of her to me, because we didn't met in real life at the beginning.
Online,
yeah,
right.
We got the online interview, and she sent me the audio, mm-hmm. the self-introduction of herself. Mm-hmm. And her voice was like soul music, like the soul music of the American, the African American, that, and the
really
way we like a deep mm-hmm. Voice, and I thought she was like a kind of exotic or something.
Yeah.
And in real life, she acts just like that, and she is always energetic mm-hmm. and take part in the like basketball games.
Yeah.
Like I also took part in basketball games.
She has a
so Yuvia, she's a very unique girl too. And talking about Sherry and Prima and Grimes, though they're not here, mm-hmm. I'd like to say some words about them. Sherry, I don't know whether you guys can tell mm-hmm. that I was like literally very cold with Sherry last year when we didn't became the just like the leader group of uh-huh. C-Countdown. Uh-huh. We didn't have much words because I felt like I was the introvert one who's studying math and journalism and studying all day, and she was like the art girl I would take part in a lot of things mm-hmm. and socialize so well mm-hmm. and I didn't feel like we were merged together and make something great. But then I realized that those kind of people like Sherry and Prima, they always look outgoing. That means everybody can get along well with them.
Yeah.
So when I knew them better, as we spent more and more time together, I knew about them more and more, and I felt like, yes, they're so easy to get along with, and I felt so much fun, and I appreciate them to assist me in C-Countdown and have a great time with us together. And special thanks for Grimes, because he is not a formal member of C-Countdown, but he just stayed and would like to participate in this project mm-hmm. together with us, just because the passion of music, which is so moving. Like,
we should recommend more songs, you know, of Lady Gaga.
Yeah, thank you, Grimes. You know, I always appreciate that and all the advising and caring that you gave me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because I can imagine that before I, Cody, and Blaine and Chris attend the C-Countdown,
mm-hmm.
who will be the, are there any boy voices in the C-Countdown program?
What? Okay, so when we arrive to the end, so why do we end up this thing with a song? Like, mm-hmm. I want you guys to always remember this is the experience you have in C-Countdown, to remember this lovely ones in C-Countdown, remember each other, remember what we did, remember this passion and love for music and English. Yeah. So let's sing together this song, Remember Me.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me, though have to travel far. Remember me each time you hear a sad guitar. Know that I'm with you the only way that I can be, until you're in my arms again. Remember me. Recuérdame. Recuérdame, si en tu mente vivo estoy. Recuérdame, mis sueños yo te doy. Te llevo en mi corazón y te acompañaré. Unidos en nuestra canción, contigo ahí estaré. Recuérdame, si sola crees estar. Recuérdame. Cantar te irá a abrazar, aún en la distancia nunca vayas a olvidar que yo contigo siempre voy. Recuérdame.
Because I'd rather let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. Remember me, for I will soon be gone. Remember me, and let the love we have live on. And know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. So until you're in my arms again, remember me. Remember me.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。